It's the Platinum Club. And here's your weekly podcast that takes the principles of showbiz blueprint to the next level. In each episode, Barry serves up a message to motivate, guide, and inspire you to play bigger, act bolder, take bigger risks, and win. Direct from his studio in the Sierra Mountains and straight into your business, here's Barry.
Hey, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. What a month we've had. Looking at Facebook advertising, the types of ads, the objectives, the creatives, the pixel, the custom audiences, the retargeting, there is so much there. And it's an area I have used quite successfully. And I hope that between the video podcasts and the addendum to podcast 08, where I dug into Obadiah's ad panel and ads, you got under the hood and you got a real good look at how you can use this to attract and engage new prospects. I've spent years inside this platform and constantly improving my systems and strategies. And what I wanted to do in the last month of podcasts was to give you a big overview with deep dives where I felt it was most necessary. You know, I am by no means complete with you or this topic, and I'm available to look at your campaigns, your ad sets, your ads where necessary. There is a lot of nuance, and small changes can make huge differences, as I'm constantly reminded of on the projects I'm creating. If you are interested in using the platform, and you really should be sure to set small daily limits and make sure you check in every 48 hours. The video that I put on the podcast 8 page with me going into Obadiah's, I made a huge error, and Obadiah did not check on them when I wasn't checking on them because I wasn't following the ads. But we had set it for $20 a day. Some of you may have caught that. Don't do that on the initial test. Put it at $5 a day. Just get a handful of clicks to it and find out if it converts. For $5 on most campaigns, you'll get at least 10 clicks. And some, you know, if they're down in the 12, 13 cent, you'll get, 25, 50 clicks for that. So you'll have an idea what's going on with that. I made that mistake. Mea culpa, owned it all, and actually reimbursed Obadiah for all those, because that was my mistake. I saw right on the video where I said $20 a day. And anyway, don't make that mistake. Do what I say, not what I you saw me do in that video. So if you aren't getting any action on your ads, reach out to me. It's an additional bonus of the Platinum Club that I have added. I am committed to guiding you and getting your campaigns tuned up and working. If it's something you want to add to your business, let's make it so. So now that you have a pixel on your site, because you did follow all the directions in episodes, 5, 6, 7, and 8, and you're building a custom audience of people who've been to your website, today we're going to talk about strategies to get people to your site so that they are served up your Facebook pixel. Without visitors to your site, no one will get the pixel and no one will be added to your custom audience. Yikes, that's not what we're doing. Your custom audience will be small to start with. Don't worry, that's how it is. This is a compounding game where there can be quick results. It will also get better always over time. It'll just continue to grow. Once a system is in place that brings people to your site, you know, thereby giving them the time-stamped pixel, your custom audience will start and continue to grow. So how do we get people to your site so that they get pixeled and you can then retarget them with your Facebook ads every time they're on Facebook? That's what we'll dig into today. And you can work on it at your own pace. Just make sure there is consistency. Look, know this. The important thing is that we get people to click on a link that takes them to our website. That is the bottom line objective of this stuff. Get them to click on a link so that they go to our website. Couldn't matter less where they see the link, because once they land on our site, they are served up the pixel and we can continue to deepen the conversation via Facebook. Once they have that pixel, they're in our custom audience, and we can then target them directly. This is beyond powerful. It gives us the opportunity to be everywhere, and I'm putting that in all caps, to be everywhere. And that's a powerful tool in getting people to go from prospect to client. Now, if we can get people to a specific page, guess what? We know what they just read, and we can follow up in that exact conversation. Does that make sense? Here's an example. John is a connection you have on LinkedIn. He sees a post on LinkedIn where you talk about something in the area and you'll be performing. or serving breakfast to the homeless, or doing cleanup after a fire, a local reference there here in California, or some other civic awareness that you are doing because you are awesome, right? Just something you're involved in the community, speaking at a Rotary, or performing at a school, giving back to a business that helps the community after a disaster, doing a keynote speech at a graduation, any of those things. These are all very powerful subjects for you to do a quick LinkedIn post about and let your community start seeing it. Your headline is so delicious that John is powerless to not click on it. Example, a balloon twister reproduces downtown skyline in latex, or a juggler spins 8 plates to ease heartache of evacuees, or a magician pulls a new budget out of his hat at the city council meeting. You know, these are all things that you can do so easily and write a quick LinkedIn post about just to be out there, just to put out, here's something that's going on in my business that also has a pretty cool twist to it. There is going to be a lot of Johns that are going to click on those headlines, because those are delicious. Those are really fun. Some are going to be local. Some of your people will be regional, national, international, and all of them. Guess what? Once they click on that and go to your page to continue reading what they started reading on LinkedIn, they're going to have your Facebook pixel. All of those people will become part of your custom audience called, and let's just call them by what we wrote about, your custom audience called Skyline or Evacuees or Budget. All of them can be targeted with a Facebook ad that leads them to a post on your Facebook page or on your website where you can deepen the conversation, the relationship. But this time you talk about how you customize your shows for corporate audiences and show a few pictures or a video of you doing that. You getting clear on that? They came to a page on your website, got the pixel. Now you're sending an ad only to people who have been on that page. And in this one, you're talking about how you customize your show for custom audiences. While they are on that targeted page, they are pixeled again and added to another custom audience called, and let's just call them what they were, but the second level, Skyline 2 or Evacuees 2 or Budget 2. That means they've now been to two pages, the initial one from LinkedIn and the retargeted one. You know these custom audiences only take a few seconds to set up, right? So this is not any big programming we're doing. This is a couple of little drag and drop things. All right, so the next level is to create an ad for that audience, for audience number 2. Those people are basically in a funnel right now. Those are people who saw your first page from your social post, the customized page from your first ad, and you target that more engaged audience with an ad that asks them what in their business could use a customized live performance or a industrial video, inside a web commercial video, or a trade show exhibitor, or anything like that. This is an engagement funnel built all on Facebook. And guess what? Once you've set these up, they work forever. They don't sleep. They're a legitimate business asset that works for you 24/7, 365. So let's go back to John. After he sees you on LinkedIn, he's thinking you're a leader, a player, a mover, a shaker, and he wants to get to know you, and he mentions you other places, to his colleagues, to his boss. He reposts or retweets your article. He talks about the cool stuff you're doing, and your status in his mind elevates. All right, the next day, and the second he gets to work, knowing John, he rolls over to Facebook, and with his recently acquired pixel, he's been added to your custom audience, and he sees your ad about doing customized presentations for corporate events. You just inherited a bigger piece of real estate in John's brain. You know, you're top of mind and more social proof. Damn, this guy's everywhere, he's thinking. He clicks your article because the headline and picture is delicious and he can't resist. You're dinged 14 cents by Facebook, and John picks up the pixel again and is added to custom audience number 2. Before shutting down his computer at the for the night, he logs back into Facebook and is served up your ad that asks him flat out, hey, where can I help your business show bigger and better? The headline and the image are so great that he clicks over and he lands on the page that's filled with ways that you make your clients shine. On the bottom of the page is a really small call to action, an opt-in box or a phone number or a link to email, and his heart starts to pound. He's actually starting to think, how can I use this guy? How can I use this girl to benefit my business because he or she is literally everywhere. Whenever I come on now, I'm seeing them. So I'm sure you can follow the trail on this one. You've shown up seemingly everywhere on multiple platforms, and then you show up again on LinkedIn the next day or 5 days later with another irresistible story or a note about something you're doing in the community or a professional date you did or you on a TV show or the book you published or the news program you were just on or the award you got or any of a million things that you're doing that makes for delicious content for the social medias. So what happens when this client prospect starts seeing you so many places is manyfold. And I'll give you a couple examples. We build a following on LinkedIn and our articles are good enough so that they get shared and people get used to seeing them. All right. They go, oh, here's another one. These are always good. And none of this is right away. It's not your first article. It's not your first five articles. Maybe it's after 10, 15. You have to be consistent on this stuff. And it's a powerful tool. Second, we get into the practice of creating material and it gets easier every single time. Do this for a month and you won't even remember when you never did it. Promise you that. You'll start seeing ideas for content in everyday life, at every gig, every phone call, every flight, or every other benign encounter, and you'll put your secret sauce onto it and make it meaningful and memorable. That happens when you're consistent. Third, you'll master the tease. How to give just enough away in the LinkedIn post so that your readers are powerless to not click and read more on your website. You can absolutely tickle these posts in such a way that you leave it at a place where they have to read more. Fourth, you'll be in front of people regularly. Getting gigs is about being in front and being top of mind to the person at the right time, showing up more often than anyone else. That's what will make you become a trusted resource and keep you top of mind. People will literally start looking for places to use you when they start seeing you this way, this often. And fifth, you'll build a number of Facebook custom audiences. And these are really powerful assets. You can reach out to them at will with news, with offers, with creative ideas, with updates on what you're doing around holiday time. These are custom audiences who already have followed you and shown with their mouse and their pointer finger that they're following you. So let me recap a couple of the key pieces of this podcast. And for those of you taking notes at home, and you should be, post irresistible headlines and a couple of paragraphs on your social channels with the goal of getting your followers to head over to your site and read the rest. You want them to read it, to see the pictures, to watch the video, or anything else that you promise or tease. Post these on Twitter, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, and right on your Facebook page, on your Facebook groups. It doesn't matter where they come from. Your goal is to get them to load a page on your site and get the pixel. That's all you're worried about. Use cliffhangers and titles and stories that go against conventional wisdom. A really powerful hook. Also something that is shocking or hilarious. Also a great hook. I mean, you see those all the time in headlines. Let those clicks take them right to your website so they can become part of your audience. Become the master of the click. Invest the small amount of time required to set up custom audiences, you guys. For people who visit these specific pages on your website, they become a powerful asset. Repeat this flow and create conversations where you serve them and make proposals that solve a problem that they are facing. These are powerful for holiday funnels, yes, but they're also evergreen throughout the entire year. Let me know if you'd like me to go more deeply into this in an upcoming whiteboard session. I don't want to beat this into you if you've already got it going. And I know we all come from radically different backgrounds as far as technology, and this may or may not be crystal clear to you. Use me, use the Platinum Club. This is what you're here for. Okay, I'm going off grid for a remarkable men's initiation weekend, and I'm going to record the next podcast from out there. I'm co-leading this weekend, and I know have something that I want to talk about out there that's going to be perfect timing for where we're at right now. So listen, stay on task and focus on your genius and pleasure and take advantage of every opportunity you have to scale your business. We'll talk more about that in a future post. Keep hitting up the unlimited consulting and coaching form. I am diving deeply into those daily and really appreciating the breadth of questions that are coming up. I see everyone who is putting in questions just pushing themselves, and that's what a Platinum Club is really all about. We're not here to stay the same. Have a big week, and I'll see you back here next week. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.